Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. My voice has been kind of impinged for about 4 months now, but it will get better, and it is getting better day by day, so bear with me, please. So the title for today's show is actually How to Choose an iPhone for a Senior. Well, what does that have to do with anything or with the price of tea in China? Actually, quite a bit. You know, when you're used to an iPhone or an Android or something, why do you have it in the first place? Because you need it to stay incomunicado with other people. All my family is in Switzerland, Canada, Argentina, all over the place. So with the Android that I have right now, I pay $10 a month extra, and I get to call free from my cell phone to their landline and talk to them for as long as I want to. That's especially great when I talk to my mom, because most of our calls are 45 minutes to an hour. She doesn't see me that often since she is so far away in Switzerland and I'm over here in the U.S. So there's always a lot to catch up on the phone. So that's pretty cool. So the reason why I touched this subject is because right now I'm in a bind. I do have an Android. I just paid it off. However, with the information I'm getting from my company, to do a lot of things automated and on the phone and stuff, at this time it only works through the iPhone. The Android has not picked up the information and does not want to provide yet. So that means I pretty much have to change my attitude and my ways of thinking. I get to work on my mindset and be positive and see why there is such a big difference between iPhone and cell phone or Android. So I know for a fact, presently, I have unlimited calling, unlimited texting. I have a minimum of 5 gigabytes. I have, the $10 a month for all the phone calls to my families. And it is pretty darn awesome, except the rate, despite the fact that I paid off the phone, the expensive phone, I think it was about an $800 phone. It's just slowing down a bit because they don't make money off of me anymore in the sense that I paid off, so they can charge me extra. But with all the services, it's still over $100 a month, which I really don't want to pay anymore. However, all the things that I've seen with, cellular and AARP and some other things, they have some fabulous programs and some fabulous plans that are very affordable. Unfortunately, they don't take everything into consideration I need. So how do I find out what I want? It's interesting because I'm at this point in place right now where my age says I'm ready to retire, but mentally I'm far from retiring, and financially, heck no, I want to build my business because I so love helping people getting healthy. I've gone through it. I've been there, I've done that, and I'm still maintaining. I'm feeling great, and I want to share that hope with others. That means I'm on the phone quite a bit. So I need something that actually serves the purpose. I need to have internet on it. I need to have a camera. I need to have my emails. I need to have this. I need to have that. And it is quite interesting on, what I can do, you know. So I have to take all that into consideration. Do I just want a phone so I can run my business? Or do I want a phone where I can do my business and everything else to get a win-win out of it? So that's a good question. I have only had an Android in my life so far. My husband does not like iPhones. He does not like Apple because of one specific reason. He works in an area where he works on 10 computers usually at the same time. And if they were Apple computers, he could not do anything. He's automating the port. He's automating the cranes to load and unload the big freight ship, you know, more easily and without problems. And with Apple computers, he cannot do that because he cannot get in it. So he thinks it's the same with the cell phones, of course. And if there's anything wrong, he cannot fix it. But on the other hand, he cannot fix my business because he doesn't know much about it. So it is my choice, my decision to get what's best for me. And I will continue working on it. Unless one of my listeners here is a pro and knows what's going on. So I said, what I need is emails, internet, camera, calculator, a memo. I need quite a few apps that need to be installed. And I need to transfer everything from my Android right now to the new iPhone that I need to get without losing 50% or more as I did last time from Android to Android. They did not do a good job and they lost a whole bunch of my information. So I don't have time to go and pull that all back up or enter it longhand again. So those are all things. Plus, I can't forget that. I'm going on a trip to Europe at the end of next month, and I don't want to pay roaming fees. I want to be able to use my WhatsApp, and I want to be able to keep in touch with my clients so it's not out of sight, out of mind, but out of sight, still remembering you and being able to be in touch with you and help you out. When you're my client, you are the most important person in my life, and I want to make sure that I can journey with you and help you. So I know that the T-Mobile at this point is one of the better providers because it works also up in the mountains, whereas others don't. And I just go, wow, kind of interesting. I'm not too thrilled about it. I mean, I do get... In the house, I have great connection with Wi-Fi, but when I go for a walk, I have no connection. As soon as I'm a little bit too far from the house, I have no connection. But why get something that I can only use up in the mountains? There, I also have the computer, so people can leave me messages on the computer, which I can access at all times with Wi-Fi. So, or I can connect it to the net with the cable. But that's all easy and done with. So, reason for this episode is don't go and buy just anything. Pardon me. Thank you. Buy something that you need, that serves your purpose, that gives you what is necessary for you. And right now I'm shopping for that $10 a month to get the free calls to the landlines in the different countries. And I'm shopping to get everything else that I need for my business. And, you know, it's just the right time to really make a decision what's best, to evaluate, to definitely check things out, and to be thrilled and happy and excited with the decision that I will make. So, yeah, I know Androids have, generally speaking, I'm not saying it's the truth, but generally speaking, from what I've heard and experienced, Androids have better cameras for pictures. However, pictures is not my main use. So, an iPhone that has better applications, and apps and stuff that work better than the Android behooves me actually more and serves me better than having all these super great pictures because now we have all these little programs where we can touch up pictures and make them look good, even if they were not 100% when we took them. So what is important? What do I need to do? Why does this have anything to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances? Well, it's very simple. We know cell phones, Androids, iPhones, depending on what we need and what we want, can be quite expensive. So how do we figure out what we absolutely need and that we can afford it? That's a good one. But that is good for our mental health, because when our mental health is good, then our body is not going to go into distress and is not going to say, oh man, I am so frustrated. I need to eat and gain. What? Right. No, we don't want to gain weight. So it is just really important to make the right decision. So that's why I said it helps our mental health, healthy mind, healthy body. And of course, by not wasting money, but investing money in a phone that serves your purpose, everything you need, you have some money saved in a pocket for something else that you might need and couldn't afford before. So looking into all these things is very important. So if anyone here who's listening in is really savvy when it comes to these quote-unquote challenges, which are fabulous because they help us grow, can help me out to keep my mind healthy, my body from stressing out, and my finances in my pocket instead of wasting everything I have saved up, I would greatly appreciate it. And the way you can get a hold of me is voicemail or text at 562-335-4956. Or send me an email to dythomson@gmail.com. And that's good for suggestions, questions, or if you want to be on a show with me and you have something that you can contribute. That always sums it up with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. I would love to have you on because it's so much more fun to have other people on the show than for me to do everything on my own. So give me a jingle. I mean, send me a voicemail or a text or an email. And if you have information on cell phone versus or Android versus iPhone, please let me know. I know that my business kind of requires an iPhone right now at this time. I don't know when the Android package comes out. And I just don't want to wait. I want to run and help people and make them feel happy and healthy and getting ready for the summer so they can actually enjoy themselves and go to the ocean, go to the lake, go to the swimming pool and not feel bad or guilty about anything. I am here to spread cheer and hope for everybody. The present I'm offering you, and it's not listed here, is a 30-minute free health assessment. And you can tell me that you want that via voicemail or text or email. And I'll connect with you within 24 to 48 hours and set it up so we can talk and see on how I can best help you. Let's explore those opportunities and make sure that you are as healthy as you can be, because I am super healthy, except for my voice. But that's not really anything that I'm worried about. So I wish you all a most wonderful Thursday, May 2nd already. Can you believe that? Soon we're going to be halfway done. So I wish you all the best, a happy, healthy, and amazing day, and definitely best of health. And don't hesitate to contact me. That's what I'm here for, to help you, to journey with you, to guide you, and to be a great support system. So that's it for today. I will talk to you next week. And in the meantime, have a fabulous week. Take care. Until then, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.